And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, back from vacation 2014. Look us up online at philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, which is a subscription to our website, you have the largest repository of radio material in the history of the world. It just so happens to be radio material from a pretty special radio show, our show. And over 5,000 hours of great radio is there. And as well as our nightly video cast, as well as a potpourri of miscellany, like, you know, video casts we've done over the last 20 years, to interviews that we've done, to television pilots that we've been involved in, to television shows we've been involved in, to interviews online, to print interviews, to our Aspen seminar. I was on a seminar with in Aspen, Colorado, that I never should have been a part of, and it's there on our website.
Now, this I've got. Which one is this?
This was a, Margaret, you were there.
Yes, I was there. Unfortunately, I was there, and I was the unfortunate witness to this disaster. Let me take some time.
Do we have to go through the whole?
Well, you brought it up, Phil.
All right, well, before Margaret gets in, so just go to the website, philhendryshow.com. And
well, now they're going to go look for the disaster that it was, you know.
Yeah, you should have brought that up.
Well, that's Phil for you. Phil loves to sit there and go, well, ladies and gentlemen, Bud, you do it better than me. You do it.
Oh, yeah, you know, so go to the website and...
All right, shut up.
No. I love it, Bud. Go ahead.
Go to the website and there's all kinds of really good stuff there. And yeah.
Okay, are you done?
No, we're not done. We're not done. This seminar that Phil was involved in, is Jay Sano still on the line?
We do. We have Jay. We're holding him over for an extra. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes. Jay, are you there, dear?
Yes, Margaret, right here.
Do you remember accompanying Phil to Aspen when you were acting as security for him?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, we had to leave the Aspen auditorium, what have you, that we were in for the embarrassment of... Yeah, being there.
No, you did not. You had to go home early, left for the embarrassment.
Well, I mean, it's fortunate that we did have to go home early because you were really making a total nincompoop out of yourself.
Well, this I've got to hear. I must hear the details. Go ahead.
Well,
excuse me, I'll do that part. I was just asking you about your security.
Okay.
Well, Jay, we don't mean anything by that.
No, it's fine. You know, Margaret, you know, go ahead, Margaret. You run the show anyway.
Excuse me. No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does, Mr. Henry. I think there's everyone who listens. She runs the show. You are, if I could say the word that Mr. Dozier has used so many times, you're her boy.
He hung up.
Yeah, he hung up.
Wow, he's pissed.
Well, I think so. I think he has been treated... You know I'm not the biggest Jay Santos fan, but I think he has treated himself... You've treated him.
Well, you treated him. You've treated him well, Phil, but you treated him...
What did I treat him as? Bad?
Yes, you treated him as bad. Boy, what grammar. Anyway, Phil Hendry, ladies and gentlemen, was at the Aspen... Comedy Festival. Now, he had just done a triumphant radio show. I must say, it was a tour de force. It was a triumph.
Yeah, I remember that part. That was really good.
Okay.
Yes, and then you had an agent at the time, and I won't mention his name.
He was a good agent, okay? He was a good man. All right.
Well, he talked you into doing this panel on a Sunday morning. My God. My God, my God, what hast thou done to be a part? It really sickened me to...
Well, what happened, for God's sake? This sounds like the Bible, you know.
Excuse, do you mind?
Margaret, get to the point.
The point is this. You were on that panel with Drew Carey, with Stephen Colbert, with who else?
Drew Carey, Stephen Colbert... Mike Murphy, who's a political advisor here in California, and Gary Trudeau.
Gary Trudeau. Those are some very heavy names in the world of satire, or if you will, satire.
Whoa, there, sunshine. Holy... Gary Trudeau, I'll give you. Okay. Stephen Colbert, I'll even... Oh, I know who else was there. Greg Proops.
Oh, my God. You were in the jaws of the lion, and you got your ass handed to you. You got your ass handed to you.
Margaret.
You got your ass handed to you.
Well, boy, Phil, that sounds like that's a pretty heavy group of people. Wow.
Oh, well, is it now? Let me just explain something so everybody knows. I didn't get my ass handed to me. I got my ass handed to me in the politics end of things.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. This was a panel that was... This is the Aspen Comedy Festival, and it's supposed to be a panel on how much, you know, a piece of crap George Bush is, which at the time I wasn't really all that willing to say the guy's a piece of crap. I guess that made me unique in all of Hollywood or something, which I know it didn't, but everybody else on this panel, with Drew Carey being the most slimy, and when I say slimy, Drew Carey on this panel, I never really could figure out which side he was taking, except whichever way the wind was blowing, he decided he'd be on that side, and most of the time was the wind was blowing against me, so he, you know, whatever. They were all, you're absolutely, they were all like world-class guys in their field, world-class comics, world-class funny guys, but it happened to be a crowd that was anti-war, anti-Iraq war, anti-George Bush. I mean, it's just basically a real progressive crowd. And so I made a big mistake of being on this panel. I should never, because how I was feeling then and how I still feel, I'm a lot more hawkish when it comes to these issues. And the issue was, at that time, it was the re-election of Bush in 2004, and it was also the Iraq war. It was a whole lot of stuff that, you know, a guy like me having these, and I went in there trying to be all intellectual.
Well, that's the other mistake you made. What a dummkopf for you to go in there.
Dummkopf!
Take it easy, bud, all right?
Watch it.
For you to go in there, Phil, and try to be Mr. Intellect, these guys are comedians for a living, for God's sake. You were bound to get your ass handed to you, woo. To you, woo. Now, Phil, I'm emphasizing because I want you to learn a lesson. A lesson that I don't think you've learned in all the intervening years. And that is, you don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining.
What does that mean?
What are you laughing at now?
What has that got to do with anything?
What did I say?
You said don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. What I meant was, the lesson, Phil, is that you don't jump into a hot tub full of guys that aren't wearing underwear or bathing suits, that are hung like stud mules, and there you are with the...
Yeah, there I am what?
You got into a hot tub with five studs without their bathing suits on.
Oh, I see. And I...
you know, you can laugh all... You know something? It really sickens me when you can't admit you're wrong and you sit there and you go... I'll be in the bathroom. Yes, bud, in the bathroom taking a dump. There, you happy?
Well, I just want to make sure there's toilet paper.
I don't care.
Well, you better care. What are you going to...
Well, are you actually going to ask me what am I going to wipe with?
You're the one that just announced to the world what you're going to be doing in there, okay?
What I'm going to be doing in there. It makes it sound worse when you put it that way.
Margaret, would you just go and do and keep quiet, please?
General,
would you please keep quiet? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
God. So, yes, General, that was the upshot. They were,
Well, what were these clowns doing? They were all bad-mouthing our commander-in-chief?
Yes, they were basically saying Bush is a jackass. Colbert was there. Colbert was... This was before Colbert had his own show. He was still doing the reporting, you know, for... or playing the part of the reporter on the Jon Stewart show. Drew Carey... was just about to get signed to The Price is Right, I think. He hadn't yet. Greg Proops, who is a great, very funny guy, very quick, and he wears that hair, you know?
Yeah, what's up with that hair, man?
Well, it's just his trademark, you know, and this was before he did, I think he was doing a couple of shows for Comedy Central. I think he's done a couple of shows for Comedy Central. And Gary Trudeau is very sweet. He's a very nice guy. I liked him a lot. And he's the guy who defines satire, and I always quote him. Trudeau said that satire is humor with a point of view. He said that during this seminar. But I remember talking to him backstage, you know, before we went on, and I thought, God, this guy is a... He really is every bit the kind of sort of just hippied out progressive kind of guy. You know, there wasn't anything about the celebrity about him. Nothing about the "Hi, I'm Gary," you know, Trudeau, the very famous cartoonist. Just a regular dude. You know.
Well, the guy, you know, when you're married to a piece of tail like that, Jane Pauley. You know,
Jane Pauley's about 100 years old now. Are you out of your mind or something?
Don't tell me I'm out of my... You know something, Dickman? I may be old, but I've got a boot for your ass.
You said a bad word.
All right, let's take a break, finally. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll come back with Vernon Dozier here. Talk football. A lot of stuff going on, including you, Bud, and Steve Bozell. You'll be covering the NFL playoffs like a freaking blanket. This weekend, right?
Yeah, we're going to be coming down on it like a broom, man.
All right, so we'll talk to those guys. We'll also have Vernon Dozier up next, talking a little bit about the world of sport, of football, and some of these bowl games. Right now, Oklahoma's leading Alabama 31-24. Not that anybody really cares about the All-State Sugar Bowl, except people who go to Oklahoma or Alabama or their alumni or NUS. So anyway, that's it. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget to backstage pass it, baby, when you get a chance. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Next week, I want you to check TuneIn, because we're going to have our own dedicated channel on TuneIn starting next week.
Yeah!
All right.
And what does that mean?
Well, TuneIn is an app that you have on your smartphone.
So you've got to get a smartphone, is it?
General, if you don't have a smartphone...
No, I don't have a smartphone. Would you please turn that off?
Turn it off, will you, Phil? Turn the garbage off, would you please?
Sorry.
I mean, I love blues, and I love that music, but when you have it playing, and I have something better to say, it turns into nothing more than screeching jungle. It's
very difficult to listen to, Phil, when I have something to say as well.
But other than that, you guys like it?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it too, but I got something to say. It sounds like, well, you're black. You can't call it jungle music.
Oh, I can. I can kick your ass.
Hey, wait, whoa, whoa.
He deserves it. Get him. Kick his ass.
Well, hey.
Start. Break it up before I kick both your asses. And what are you doing, egging him on?
I'm getting sick of his mouth.
Yeah, I am too. All I said was, because you're black, you gotta like blues.
I don't have to like nothing, man, I don't want to like. Why does he have to like the blues just because he's black, for God's sake?
Well, now, Phil Robertson, wait a minute. That jackass, who's that guy?
What jackass?
Oh, you talking about Phil Robertson on that Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, he's a hillbilly. Why don't you like him?
That guy's the biggest clown that has ever graced the airwaves, man. Are you kidding me with that guy? First of all, he's talking about marrying 15-year-olds. Then he says that black people never had the blues before. Black people never had the blues before. Some of the best blues music was written before the Civil Rights Act, so I don't know where they're getting that.
Well, he said it was a lot worse than that. He said that black people never had it bad until the Civil Rights legislation stirred them up. That's typical white man thinking. And I don't know why A&E, which is a channel I used to support.
Well, let's get Vernon Dozier on the line here. Vernon's with us from Glendale, California. He is a teacher at Belmar Academy, and Vernon is also a member of the administrative board there, and he joins us on our newsmaker line to talk about that as well as some other things. Vernon en route now to a football game, right? Junior college?
We're on our way to a JC game. Yeah, Phil, we're going to see Pierce College play, and some of the junior colleges here in the L.A. area are having their bowl games as well, if you will, and having their playoffs and so forth. So look at an all-star game here among some of the junior colleges here in the area.
All right. Now, this guy, this Duck Dynasty guy, Phil Robertson, what do you think of him?
Well, what am I supposed to think of him? He's about as stupid as they get. I come from Texas. I don't know where that jackass is from. I think he's Virginia or something, but...
I don't know. You know, General?
Well, why would I know? I don't know where that... just because he's some hillbilly...
We can look it up if you want.
By the way, the Atlanta Thrashers, Phil, I've got some information for you on them.
Oh, yeah. I was asking, where are they from?
Yeah, what do you mean, where they're from?
I mean, where the Atlanta Thrashers, where did they go?
Yeah, where they went. They moved to to Canada. The Atlanta Flames moved. They went to Calgary. That's where they went.
No, not the Atlanta Flames, the Atlanta Thrashers.
Well, which team is the Atlanta Thrashers?
The Atlanta Thrashers, General, is the team that we're talking about right now.
All right, and what are the Atlanta Flames? Are they already moved?
The Atlanta Flames already moved. The Atlanta Flames existed many years ago in the 70s, and they moved to Calgary, and they became the Calgary Flames. Now we're talking about a different team, and this is the Atlanta Thrashers, and they came into existence. Well, you got the information?
Yeah, the Atlanta Thrashers started their existence in 1997 as part of a four-team tiered expansion. I'm reading this off of this Wikipedia, so...
Mr. Henry doesn't like Wikipedia on account of they lie.
Well, no, they don't. If it's properly annotated...
I'm getting more and more used to Wikipedia being a good source because they are sourcing things much better. It used to be just a free-for-all garbage site, really. But if you've got properly sourced material there...
Yeah, and they've got footnotes, and they've got little numbers here, and everything's got a number on it, which is what you click on that, and then you go to the... Now, here's the thing. Some of these articles, even on Wikipedia, the articles that you think are well-sourced on Wikipedia, when you go to the article... It's an article that article's full of crap. See what I'm saying?
Well, it just means that people have to be smart, you know? I mean, just because you go to a website that says Wikipedia or has Pedia at the end of it doesn't mean that they've got the right information. So, you know, people got to be responsible for their own information. You can't pass some law that says, other than the fact that, you know, you can't slander somebody and you can't libel someone, but you can't pass a law that says your encyclopedia had better be very well sourced or you're going to be under arrest.
Well, that'd be pretty funny, though. Believe me, there's some people I'd love to see half of the editorial staff at the Britannica, the one that we use at school is the Britannica.
Britannia.
No, it's not Britannia. It's the Britannia. It's the Britannica.
It's the Encyclopedica Britannica.
There's something wrong with what she just said.
Yeah, it's not Encyclopedica.
That's not what I said. I said the encyclopedia.
No, you said Encyclopedica. We heard it. Everybody here heard it. Mr. Henry heard it?
Yes, you did say Encyclopedica.
No, I did not say... Don't look at... Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Margaret, I mean, okay, fine. You didn't say it? You don't think you said it? We heard it. What'd you hear, Vernon?
I heard Encyclopedica.
Yeah, see? What about you, Robert? What about you, Robert?
I don't know, man. I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of?
What she's gonna think?
Robert, I want you to tell the truth.
All right, you said Encyclopedica.
You dirty black.
Wow.
Oh man.
Wow.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. See, I told you. Does every now and again a racism come out of her?
I did not. That is not racist. I expected more loyalty out of you. That's all. As a liberal.
You just said you dirty blacks, blah, 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 something like that.
I didn't say blah, blah, blah.
Look, I didn't hear her say anything after black, but just by, man.
You know something, Margaret, and I was perfectly willing to be on your side and let bygones be bygones. And sister, what you just done did.
Woo!
Sister, what you just done, all of you men can gang up on a woman, pin her on the hood of a car.
No. You're not going to get away with that one. No. You're not coming down here with some kind of rape metaphor or something equally as disgusting because you're the one that just said you dirty black blank blank.
I am a liberal, a long-standing liberal, and I support the equal rights of all people. All right?
Yeah, well, I knew you were going to, that racism going to come out.
I have a very, yes, there's a small particle of racism in me. I was infected by a grandfather, but I keep it under wraps.
You were infected by a grandfather?
Yeah, see, Phil, I've heard this story before, okay? This is old hat.
No, you haven't heard this story before.
Yes, yeah, I heard this story at the open house that we invited you and Frank to that we had for Belmar Academy, because you were thinking about sending your son here.
Yeah, and thank God we decided not to.
Hey, I could care less, ma'am. I could really care less. But the point that I'm trying to say...
You could care less that Jason J. Delmonico, the son of Frank Gray, doesn't go to your school. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I'm saying. I could give a sweet you-know-what.
Wow.
All right. We're going to have to take a break. I don't know what we're talking about now, but I want to get back to what she just said, what you just said, Margaret.
What, she or you or me? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. You got infected by a grandfather, so there's a small particle of racism in you. Is that what you just said?
Yes, that's what I just said. A small particle of racism still in me. You want to keep beating it into the ground, Phil. Along with everything else you beat.
She doesn't mean a person either.
I know that. We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to have to go out on this very spiritual, this very light and lilting spiritual number because I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted by all of yous. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Those two things are all you need. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry Show on the radio and on TuneIn, philhenryshow.com online. philhenryshow.com got that, you know, what do you want to call, Philcast, yeah.
It's a video cast.
It's a video cast, yeah. And anyway, welcome back to the program. We have a couple of things happening here, as we usually do on this show. We can't seem to have one topic. We've got nine topics. I've got the Atlanta Thrashers. Where did they go? I've got Vernon here talking with us about, I don't know what the hell we're talking about now, but it had something to do with, what were we talking about?
Yeah, you know, Southern Phil, it doesn't matter to me. I just...
I know.
Oh, so you were going to let it slide until you remembered.
Yes, as a matter, you mentioned this whole thing about Robert being black.
Oh, no, that was worse than that. She said, you dirty black blank blank.
Phil, I am very, 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 I think this is very unfair. I was raised by very good parents. My grandfather was a member of the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, all right? And I loved my grandfather. I will not say that I didn't love my grandfather. I sat at his knee when I was very small, and I listened to him read bedtime stories, and they were generally beautiful bedtime stories. Rockabye Baby on the Treetop, he did the lullabies, you know.
Yeah, that's not a bedtime story, that's a lullaby.
I know that, but he would rockabye baby on the treetop, and then he would throw something in, like when that dirty little black blank blank.
Oh, good God.
Are you kidding?
Do I look like I'm kidding, Phil?
So your grandfather would race up the
your grandfather throwing racism. That's what he do. And you call yourself a liberal, and you're infected by that.
I can't help the fact that I've been infected by the racism of my grandfather, but I've worked against it my entire life.
Wait a minute. Rockabye baby on the treetop.
Yeah, you know how it goes, Henry, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, don't you understand it?
Yes, I understand it. I'm waiting for her to... So how does it go?
It goes, rockabye baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. What's your problem?
What did your grandfather say?
Oh! I'm sorry.
Yes, that's what we're trying to determine here.
Rockabye baby... I don't want to go into it, Phil.
Well, don't use any N-word.
No, it'd be rockabye baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the dirty little...
The dirty little black kid will fall. Is that what he said?
Well, no, I don't want to say what he said.
Well, that's pretty disgusting, and I'm sorry that you were put through that. But as an adult, you're fully aware of that influence. You can certainly make up your own mind as to what it is you're going to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell him, Mr. Henry. She's the one that makes the decision to say that stuff.
I'm telling you that I was brainwashed by my grandfather with the Carolina Lights and the Ku Klux Klan.
The what?
I don't know. It was one of the Klan. One of the Klan.
Sure it wasn't the Clampett Clan?
Woo!
That's pretty good, Phil.
I don't think it's funny at all. I really don't.
All right. Well, I mean, nonetheless, your grandfather was a member of the Klan, and he gave you all of these bad images and all of this bad symbolism and all of this bad stuff to put into a little kid's head. But again, and if anybody disagrees with me, tell me, you are an adult woman. You can make up your mind not to go there.
Yeah, you hang over my head all the time.
I'm not hanging anything over your head.
Then why was it that Robert was afraid to go against you?
Because.
God, it's great. You're going, because.
I'm very, very angry, as well as upset. And I also have to go number one. There's three things happening here.
All right, so why don't you go number one, okay? Good God, Henry. Why don't you pull your radio show together Why do I have to be the one?
Wait a minute. Who says you got to be the one?
I'm directing everything. If Mark, Ms. Gray, if you need to go number one, go.
Thank you.
Wait a second.
Willie, you're not asking her to come back, are you?
No, but where?
Listen to you. You're all busy. You know, you sound like that bear on Soupy Sale, that white fang. Why don't you just allow people to do what they need to do, and we can come back here and discuss it. My point is this. Anybody that films a child's head with that kind of imagery, whether it's that Duck Dynasty ass or Margaret's grandfather, I think they need to be put in the back of a pickup truck, and then you drive that truck up to a speed of about 90, and then you just kick them right out the back. Just open up the tailgate and kick them right out onto the freeway.
Sounds good to me.
Well, and what will that do?
Yeah, I'll tell you what you do, General. You go riding with me sometime. We'll do it, and we'll see what it does, okay? I think that, you know, they say a picture tells what do they say? A picture's worth a thousand, it tells a story. A picture's worth a thousand stories that every picture tells.
A picture tells a story.
What?
No.
Yeah, I know. It's a pic.
Every picture tells a story.
No, that's not it, man. What's the one?
I know. As soon as I flush, I'll let you know.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's every. It's a word. A thousand words tells the story.
No, that's not it either.
The hell, it's not.
No, I know what it is. Every picture.
A picture's worth a thousand words.
That's it. A picture's worth a thousand words.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. And
no, you were not.
Well, I'm saying to the general, come riding with me. We'll stick those two guys in the bed of the truck. We'll open the gate. We'll kick them out the back. And you tell me if that picture doesn't tell a story.
But will it tell a thousand words? That's what we're trying to say.
No. It's a picture that is worth a thousand words.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
No, you were not. You were fumbling around like the dumbass that...
Hey, you know, speak for yourself, General. If you say you're a dumbass, that's fine, man. I'll go with that. I can buy into that, okay? I'll buy 100 shares of that. I'll buy 100 shares of you're a dumbass. But, brother, you know, I'm not waiting for any margin calls on my dumbassness. Okay, you know...
Your dumbassness.
I'm sorry, but you know what I'm trying to say. Not my dumbassness.
All right, I'm done. I just flushed, and I've just washed my hands. I'm back. Now... what are we talking about?
We're talking about every picture. They just said they want to put your grandfather in the bed of the pickup truck that, I guess, Vernon, are you driving it?
I don't own a pickup truck.
Well, then whose pickup truck do we have?
It doesn't matter. In the bed of a pickup truck, open the tailgate and kick Duck Dynasty and your grandfather out onto the freeway.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I love my grandfather, but he would need something like that.
All right, then you're in. Do I have your word on that?
Will you shut up? Do you have her word on? You're not going to do that. We're not going to counsel anything like that. The fact of the matter is...
And the guy's name, by the way, is not Duck Dynasty.
The guy's name is what? What is it?
It's Phil something. He's got your name, pal.
Yeah, what a chop. He's got your name.
I stand with Phil, you know.
I have seen that I stand with Phil. Now, I did see you tweeted, I stand with Phil Henry, but that's not going to take off. No one cares.
Yeah, I don't think on Twitter... that's gonna do much, Mr. Henry.
Fine, I didn't think it would. I just thought I would do it as a funny thing to do. I didn't think that I was gonna make it into a big ass-kicking hashtag.
Do you think you'll ever be a big ass-kicking hashtag, you, Phil Henry?
Probably not, but I don't care. I'm just looking to make a living, have a couple of laughs, and have a few shots of tequila on the weekend. All I'm looking to do is make enough money so I can work less and less and less and less, enjoy more and more and more and more, booze, chicks, and steaks.
All right.
Yeah! Woo!
About that, Mr. Henry.
That is about the most... That's the most sexist, vile...
You know, Margaret, you're outnumbered here because what Mr. Henry just said there is what every man in this world ultimately wants for his life.
Men want to settle down with a family.
No, they do not want to settle down with a family.
Well, hold on for a minute. I mean, I'm not speaking for every man, you know?
I'll tell you something. I've been married three times, and I'm married to a woman who is 30 years younger than me. She's just about to hit her 30th birthday. She's 29. I married her when she was just off the stage getting her high school diploma. She just hit 18. The minute she got her high school diploma, I looked at the clock. I had an atomic clock in my car. okay?
Yeah.
Well, what is it with you people, okay?
We're listening.
We're listening, Vernon.
Yeah, but I can hear you thinking, bull-ass.
No, I'm waiting for your story. I know part of this story anyway.
All right, well, you can hear the rest of it. When Tiffany graduated, I had been her teacher in high school.
Yes, we know that disgusting story. We want to know when she was legal.
There was nothing disgusting about it, Miss Gray, because I never laid a hand on her.
Well, but you were already courting her.
I thought we hit it off. We had a shared interest in whatever the hell it was. There was something we had a shared interest in. I forget what it was.
Yeah, you just happened to forget what it was.
No, I don't just happen to forget. We had a shared interest in something. It was something that was happening back then. I think it was Spice Girls or something. Okay?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So you were like, what, in your late 40s, early 50s, and you were really heavy into the Spice Girls?
I didn't say I was heavy into them. I said I was interested in them. In any event, because I'm not going to let you do this, Phil. I've seen you do it before. I'm not going to let the impression be left that I'm some kind of a dirty, filthy guy waiting to throw an overcoat open, and it's just pure nude. No way. Not me.
Well, then, buddy, you better start talking, because this I don't like the way this story's going.
Well, General, just why don't you sit down and go ahead and vent your colostomy bag or whatever you got to do.
Let's not be rude. Tell the story.
The story's this. She turned 18 the exact second she got her diploma. It just happened to work out that way. I had an atomic clock in my car. I was looking at the clock, waiting for her to turn 18. As soon as that midnight hand swept that, you know, the second hand?
Yes.
That's the second hand on an atomic clock. What's an atomic clock?
An atomic clock is a clock that ain't wrong, man. It's atomic. It's a clock that is wired in to the, you know, to atoms, I guess.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a clock that is powered by nuclear energy.
What? How did I have it in my truck, then?
I have no idea. Maybe you had, like, a satellite clock or something like that.
One of those GPS clocks.
No, the guy that sold it to me said it was atomic.
Oh, look, Dozier, I don't want to tell you how many different ways you lose the IR smart. I'm sorry. Are you all right? Dozier, I don't want to tell you how many different ways you lose the IR smart race. But you do.
Boy, why don't you have yourself a sex change?
Woo-hoo!
Buddy, anytime you want a piece.
Piece of what?
All right, are we going to hear the end of this story? Tell you what, now let's take a break.
Phil, I want to hear the story here.
We're going to hear the story. You know what the story, he married her right after she turned 18. I heard this story when he first told it. And he took her immediately to a place in Glendale called the Blue Moon Hotel, or motel. Her father and brother drove by and saw Vernon's truck parked in front of a motel room, all the lights are off, not 2 seconds after they got there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The only thing that was lighting up the night was the Blue Moon Motel neon blinking off and on, and apparently it had a short because the two of the O's were going weird.
Yeah, I remember that now. I used to go by the Blue Moon Hotel and never did not get fixed that.
What'd they do with it?
They kept the sign.
But they never fixed the sign?
It's still broken, huh?
Yeah, it's still, like, Blue Moon, and the two O's go, ee-hoo, you like that.
What do you mean they go, ee-hoo-hoo? What does that mean?
There are two O's on a blue moon.
All right, it's a short in the neon sign. Apparently the two O's are not lit all the time. And that was the only thing that was lighting the night up. Otherwise, Vernon's truck, which was still warm to the touch, is parked in front of the motel room, and the lights are off.
Oh, God, that is vile beyond words.
He's probably going to be pissed at me for telling the story, but we'll be back and hear it in greater detail, shall we say, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Next week, we will be filming an episode of Marin, Mark Marin's fantastic series on IFC, which is now in its second season. And I believe you can get the first episode, the first series, Margaret?
Well, you can get the first season. The first season is on Netflix of the Marc Maron series, Maron. And you will be filming next week?
Yeah, next week. So January the 9th, the 10th, and one other date, probably that following Monday, we will not be on the show live because we're going to be doing the Maron show. And then I'll let you guys know when that airs. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's a...
Would you please just belch and not sit there? It sounds disgusting, Phil.
No, I will not, Margaret. No.
He's not you, Margaret.
He's not you, Margaret. All right, fine.
You know, Margaret, just because somebody's given you a little bit of well-deserved crap doesn't mean you have to turn it into an epic life crisis. Just accept the fact that you're not always right about things.
Yeah. Yeah, Margaret, that's good news.
Fine.
And don't act like you're going to bawl.
I am not used...
Oh, look at this. Just anytime anybody says anything to you...
Not anytime, Phil.
So, we'll be doing that, and then, are you okay?
Pardon me, I'm going to the toilet.
Is it number one?
You know something? How'd you like to die, old man?
Wow, excuse me.
Wait a minute. Break it up!
Don't tell me.
Get your hands off me, because I swear to God, you'll pull back two wrists.
All right, after that... we'll also let you know of the episode of Drunk History that was filmed in December that I am very, very proud to have been a part of as I slammed down the Don Julio Añejo on that one, man. Woo! I am telling you, because I don't really drink that much anymore. And doing that episode of Drunk History, that's the most I've had to drink in over a year. The last time I had that much to drink was at my dear, close, personal friend Allison Reynolds' birthday party. And her great husband, her lovely husband, Joel, was there. I'm kidding around, Joel. Her husband, Joel, was everybody was there. And I had a few. I was there with the great James Mulligan, star of stage, screen, and barrooms. And,
Yeah, you're adding tequila shots there.
And I was doing it, yeah. In fact, we polished off a bottle of Don Julio Silver at that. But between those two events, that's about it. I mean, yeah, I have a cocktail, but that show, good God. And if you go to Derek Waters' Instagram feed, you'll see a picture. Derek has pictures of everybody that narrates for Drunk History, and there's a picture of me. I'm the only one of the narrators that he's got there on his Instagram feed. I look like I'm really hammered because I'm like, oh, I'm not smiling. I've got a I'm giving a thumb up or something.
Well, I've seen you're giving the thumbs up, and you look like you're just about ready to spew it from here to Great Neck, New Jersey. I can tell you that.
Great. So, Drunk History, and then at the end of the month on the 26th, the Sketch Fest in San Francisco. I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be a live show. It'll be on the 26th of January. You can go to the San Francisco Sketch Fest website to get details and get tickets for that. Please join us. Everybody who is a Phil Henry Show fan, so familiar with so much of what we've done over the years on this show, I'm going to begin to take that to the live stage. That is the place, man. That's the place.
You think that's the best logical move, huh?
That's the logical move for us. I've thought about it, and, there's all kinds of stuff. You can do movies and all this, and certainly we will continue to do our radio show. The radio show is always going to be the, if you will, the platform, But that live show thing, baby.
Can I come back in here now? Because I'm done crying and being a girl, and I want to make some points about what you're talking about.
Did you wash your hands?
You shut your filthy hole, bud.
All right, hey, watch it.
Don't, you know what? Just because I'm being nice, bud, doesn't mean that I remember you. I've got a special...
Hey, Margaret, you've got some really threatening things to say to him. I wish you wouldn't do that.
I'm just telling him to back off.
All I said was, did you wash your hands?
What do you think, genius?
No.
Oh, really?
Hey!
I'll wash my hands in your blood. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
Did you hear that?
I'm kidding, you jack. May I say something about the live show that you're going to do?
Can we get Vernon Dozier back on the show? Can we, get back into the show, if you don't mind? Vernon's been sitting there very, very patiently. I don't know if he was on his way to the mall, I think, with his wife. Okay. Oh, you're at the mall, huh, Vernon?
Yeah, we're... you want to go in there? Tiffany's going. She's going to go in and get... She's looking at... She's looking at jewelry. Yeah, it's all right, honey. Go ahead. So I'm going to sit here, and I got a box of popcorn, and I'm going to wait for her.
Wow.
Well, what's that wow mean?
Well, I mean, isn't that sort of old man-ish?
You know something.
All right, just never mind. Vernon, we were you and Tiffany, so she walks off the stage.
Yeah, she walks off the stage, and at that moment, she had turned 18. I put my, as she's coming down the steps, I'm waiting with my back to the steps. My left arm is out for her to take it. She takes my left arm. We go directly to my truck. We drive directly to the Blue Moon Motel. I had asked them to leave it unlocked, and I would go ahead and sign the registration in the room. They left it unlocked. I swung the door closed behind me. The lights went off, and her brother and her father make a big deal out of that.
Boy, you just couldn't wait to get started, huh?
Well, excuse me, Mr. Henry, but we were legally married.
All right. We'll be back, folks, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So his arm was out.
Yes, they went into the room. He asked them to leave it unlocked.
Yeah, I got it. There's Vernon Dozier, folks. We'll be back with more here on other news. We can talk more about our one-man show and more about, you know, Facebook. We want to talk more about social media and the mutant creature that it has become. World-famous Phil Henry Show.